It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday the 5th. God is good, and we're glad that you're with us. Psalm 118:24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So thank you for joining us today. Good morning to everyone. It's time for our opening prayer at this time. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for just loving us the way you do. We pray for your Holy Spirit to guide us, and we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, my dear brothers and sisters, it's time for our opening song. I will trust. I'm sorry. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
for the last few days, we've been talking about the Bible and how important it is to study the Bible. We have been talking about how the devil wants to keep us from Bible study and how he even uses the emotional experiences at church to keep us from studying deeply and having a clear understanding. We've learned that he uses organizations to cause people to feel that they must not go against some established body, because if they do so, they're going against God. We've learned that all these principles don't line up with the Bible. Jesus wanted us to be like him, and he did not follow the traditions of men. He actually followed what he himself in the scriptures had dictated to the people. He studied those scriptures as a man when he came incarnate as a human, born as a babe in Bethlehem. And so we are to do the same, and if we do, we will understand scripture. We're moving now from Bible study to the golden candlesticks. The Bible study principle was given in the table of showbread. And so if you go to back to Exodus chapter 25, now we're looking at verse 31. So let's pray. Father, be with us as we study the word in Jesus' name. The Bible says, "And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, his flowers shall be of the same." So this is interesting because the table of showbread was made of shittim wood, and it was covered with gold. The candlesticks, brothers and sisters, was just pure gold. But it was beaten. So that represents service. We'll show it to you. It represents serving others. And this is showing that this is God's divine plan. This is a piece of furniture that was not actually mingled with shittim wood. It was just pure gold. Obviously, we're still human. But notice that it's beaten. So although there is no shittim wood underneath that's covered with gold, the gold is beaten. So it just shows that the humanity is there because we have to make a sacrifice. We have to make a sacrifice to serve people. Now remember, there are three pieces of furniture in the holy place which teach us how to have a successful Christian walk. The table of showbread is Bible study. The altar of incense, which we'll probably talk about tomorrow, represents prayer. The golden candlestick represents serving others. So, brothers and sisters, you can't have a positive Christian walk if you're living to yourself, if you're not doing anything to help anybody, if you're not using your time to sacrifice, to talk to people, help people, your physical body to lift up something for somebody. If you're not doing anything to help somebody, brothers and sisters, that's not true Christianity. And a lot of people like to come to church, and, you know, we like to, you know, be seen, be known. We like our names to be mentioned from up front. But what are we doing to help the poor? You know, what are you doing to feed the poor? What are we doing to help those who are sick? That's why medical missionary work. Medical mission work is part of this light that is shining, because you will have the tools in your hand if you have education and you put it to good practice. You'll have tools in your hand to begin to reach people who are hard to reach, brothers and sisters. And God wants you to reach the unreachable, the challenged, and help people. That's what it's all about. So let me read it to you. "Thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls and his knops, his flowers shall be of the same. And six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and three branches out of the candlestick out of the other side. Three bowls made like unto almonds, with a knop and a flower in one branch, three bowls made like almonds in the other branch with a knop and a flower, so in the six branches that come out of the candlestick. And the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto almonds with their knops and their flowers. And there shall be a knop under two branches of the same, and are not under two branches of the same, and are not under two branches of the same, according to the six branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knop and their branches shall be of the same. All it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the seven lamps thereon. That means it has three on one side, three on the other, and obviously the one on the top. It says, and thou shalt make the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof. And they shall light the lamps thereof, and they shall make that they may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof and the snuff dishes thereof shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it with all these vessels. And look that thou make them after the pattern which was showed thee in the mount. Brothers and sisters, the Bible speaks in the book of Revelation of a seven golden candlesticks wherein Jesus walks. And it says it's the seven churches. The churches were established for service. So if we don't teach people how to heal people, how can we be established for service? Jesus came and he did more healing than he did preaching. Is your church teaching people to do more healing than preaching? And I'm not just talking about praying over people and laying hands on them, but to tell them what they might do to and teach them how they may change their lifestyle and be able to be healed, brothers and sisters. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. We can't be, well, you can do it, but it's not going to work to pray to be healed, and we're doing everything in our power to be sick. We're eating to be sick. We're dressing to be sick. We're staying up late to be sick. We're choosing bad foods to be sick. We're drinking alcohol, caffeinated beverages to be sick. Brothers and sisters, sugar-filled foods and drinks to be sick. And so what we're trying to help you understand is that as we serve others, education is very important. Teaching people, you know, you can give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day, they say. If you teach a man a fish, you'll feed him for a lifetime. That's somewhat of a metaphor. We're not recommending that you eat fish. But the point being made is that if we teach people and educate people on how to change their ways and lifestyle, friends, people would be so blessed. We're going to hear from Sister Donna a little later in our time together. So those on Facebook will be changing the title. But she's going to be talking about the stomach needs a period of rest. But I do want you all to go to YouTube and look for a video called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. We have to understand, brothers and sisters, that juice fasting is wonderful. If you can teach people the benefit of juice fasting, it's a blessing to them. Juicing will do wonders. You know, I went to a reunion and I saw one of the mothers of the church, and she wasn't doing so well. And there wasn't a lot of support, you know. She was living alone, well, with one of her sons. But the point being made is that Lord just impressed me to tell her she just needs to fast on juices. She doesn't eat much anyway, but she's in some challenges. And so I just get a Nama juicer and just juice. And that video, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, if you all would do that, brothers and sisters, it would change your life forever. Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Get you a Nama juicer. I just recommend the Nama, okay? A slow masticating juicer is the best. But even a regular juicer, as a matter of fact, when you watch that video, they don't even have a slow masticating juicer. However, just for you, for the record, you're going to lose a lot of money in produce because the juice will be wet. It's approximately every 3 quarts. If you use a typical juicer, you're going to lose a quart of juice. And so a slow masticating juicer increases 25%, you might say. I guess that's the right way to say it, your output. So over time, that's a significant amount. So, brothers and sisters, I'm just talking about service. A good way to teach people is to teach them how to juice and teach them how to go on a juice fast and cleanse their body and put all that nutrition in and let all those toxins flush out. If you're diabetic and you go with more green drinks and make it palatable with Granny Smith apples, lemon, and ginger, you will not be diabetic in 30 days if you went on a 30-day juice fast. Now, that sounds crazy. This man went on a 60-day juice fast. He was fat, sick and nearly dead. So, friends, there's a lot of things we can do in service. So let me go to the scriptures and show you that this does represent service. We're going now to the book of, let me just change one of the settings here on my phone. Okay, give me a second. Yeah, I want to use that thing. Okay, so we're now going to Matthew chapter 5. And look at verse 14 if you're with me. Matthew chapter 5. We're looking at verses 14 through 16. It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." The seven golden candlesticks represent good works, works of kindness, works of love, works of self-sacrificing benevolence, not because you're going to get something back. A lot of people, friends, will treat you nice because of what you have, if they think there's something in there for them. But when you have truly a Christ-like character, you don't do what you do because you're going to get something back. You do it because it is what God would have you to do. So the golden candlesticks represent a life of service, a life of giving, a life of self-sacrificing love toward others. It includes, in a strong way, a powerful way, in a great way, the medical missionary work, because that's a work of ministry. There's so much sickness in the world today. That's why we are having our course lessons and we actually started the Torso Wellness Institute to be able to teach courses on medical missionary work that people might be equipped to go out and reach people around them. So, friends, that's the golden candlesticks. We had the table of showbread, which represents the Bible study and studying the word and understanding truth. But then you go out and serve others. You show that love in disinterested benevolence, medical missionary work, helping people. That is what God wants us to do. All right, my friends, and now on tomorrow, I believe we'll be able to talk about prayer. That's the altar of incense, and that's the third piece, and then we'll wrap that up because all three teach us how to have a sanctified life. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for the love you have for us. Bless us now as we worship you, as we worship you throughout the day. But as we close out this worship segment of our broadcast, we ask that you would help us to consider that which we've learned and to make it a point to allow you to use us in service to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's time for our torso song. And after that, we will hear from Sister Donna.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune, butter, meat, eggs and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved, you can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so so you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen. Good now we'll morning. Hear from Sister
Donna. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing fine, sis.
Good, good. My reading today is titled, The Stomach Needs Periods of Rest. The stomach needs rest to gather up its exhausted energy for another work. But instead of allowing it any period of rest, you think it needs more food, and so heap another load upon nature and refuse it the needed rest. It is like a man laboring in the field all through the early part of the day until he is weary. He comes in at noon and says that he is weary and exhausted, but you tell him to go to work again, and he will obtain relief. This is the way you treat the stomach. It is thoroughly exhausted, but instead of letting it rest, you give it more food and then call the vitality from other parts of the system to the stomach to assist in the work of digestion. Now, many of us have at times felt a numbness around the brain. You have felt disinclined to take hold of any labor which requires either mental or physical exertion, until you have rested from the sense of this burden imposed upon your system. Then, again, there is this sense of goneness. But you say it is more food that is wanted and place a double load upon the stomach for it to care for. What's being said here is that often this burden, that this requirement is felt as hunger, but it's not. And so I continue. Even if you are strict in the quality of your food, do you glorify God in your bodies and spirits, which are His, by partaking of such a quantity of food? Those who place so much food upon the stomach and thus load down nature could not appreciate the truth should they hear it dwelt upon. They could not arouse the benumbed sensibilities of the brain to realize the value of the atonement and the great sacrifice that has been made for fallen man. It is impossible for such to appreciate the great, the precious, and the exceedingly rich reward that is in reserve for the faithful overcomer. The animal part of our nature should never be left to govern the moral and intellectual. Let me repeat that. The animal part of our nature should never be left to govern the moral and intellectual. And what influence does overeating have upon the stomach, you ask? It becomes debilitated, the digestive organs are weakened, and disease, with all its train of evil, is brought on as a result. If persons were diseased before, they thus increase the difficulties upon them and lessen their vitality every day they live. They call their vital powers into unnecessary action to take care of the food that they place in their stomach. So with this being read, then I'd like to make a suggestion. The next time that you think you're hungry, especially if you've already eaten, try drinking 8 ounces of fresh water, for oftentimes thirstiness is mistaken for hunger. So have a blessed day, and may you all remember to give your stomach that needed period of rest between meals. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Donna, for that. God bless you. Roll call time. We have on Facebook, we have Virginia. We have the country of Kenya in Africa. We have South Carolina. We have Michigan. We have Georgia. And we have North Carolina. On the call, we have Ohio, Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, Delaware, Delaware again. We have Michigan. We have Iowa. We have Oklahoma. We have Michigan again. And we have Georgia. We welcome all of you. Thank you for joining us. We have plenty of time for anyone who has any comments or questions. Just press star six. And on the Facebook, we have some comments, some good morning comments from Sister Glorious. We have good morning from Sister Vicky. Good morning from Brother Brian over in Kenya. And good morning from Peyton as well. And we thank you all for that. And Brother Peyton, I saw your other comment. We'll deal with that. Thank you so much. Is there anyone that has a comment or question? For those in the course, the Holistic Wellness Coach course, you have a little bit less than 2 weeks now, so we're not having class this Sunday. But what that does, that gives us an opportunity to correct issues that we were having. So we're going to use a different email marketing system. We're going to use the Torso one. The other ministry, New Hope Mission, was using theirs. So you should be getting an email within the next day or two that will give you some instructions. We also are developing a student portal where you can log in with your username and password and be able to, you know, get lessons that you missed. Right now, there's no login at this point. We just give the students a private link to go to hear the lesson. So there was a foundational lesson. There was a lesson on the skin, the integumentary system, and then the skeletal system. So I think when we come back on the 10th, not on the 3rd, not on the 10th, it's the 17th. I said that wrong. The 10th is this coming weekend where we have that off. But when we come back, I believe it's the 17th, we'll be talking about the muscular system. All right, we've got Peyton asking, will you spell the name of the juicer you use? So, Brother Peyton, I'm going to say it verbally, and I'm going to also type it for you. It is the Nama J2, so that's N as in Nancy, A-M-A, like mama, but put an N as in Nancy as the first letter, J2. That's what we recommend. Now, the J1, which is cheaper, is also a nice alternative. The Nama J2 allows you to load things like a blender, okay? And then when you load it like a blender, then you can actually walk away, actually to turn on, let it do its thing, and you can actually walk away. I wouldn't recommend just walking out of the room. But the point being made is that's what you can do, and you even see that happening when they do their demonstration. The lady turns it on, steps away out of the camera, and then as it's filling up with juice and separating, bringing the pulp out, then she's opening up a spout, then allowing it to come. So, friends, it's just having juice for 35 years, using different juicers, paying for cheap juicers, paying for very expensive juicers. From a cost perspective, when you compare this to the $2,500 I've spent twice in my lifetime with Norwalk juicers, $550, yes, it's an expense, but it's well worth it. And because the Nama is slow masticating, most slow masticating juices are very hard to deal with. You have to cut things into thin strips and really use a lot of strength to push them down because it's chewing and pressing as opposed to just this fast motor stripping at it. And so the juice is higher quality, and you get much more juice out of each vegetable. So with the Nama, you have the best of both worlds. You have a juicer that's easy to clean. You have a juicer that's not hard to operate because you can just load it in, and you don't have to push anything down the chute. You know, and that's a real, real blessing. So highly recommend the Nama juicer. Is there any other questions that anyone has? Any other questions or comments? So I would just end by saying juice fasting can change your life, friends. It really can. And people who may not know what to do, may not know how to eat thus far yet, just who will allow the Lord to give them the strength to just fast on juices, it will change your life. All right, my brothers and sisters, we've talked today about let your light so shine before men, the golden candlesticks, and the stomach in need of rest. I did mention during that service talk on our on Christian service that we can do medical missionary work and encourage people to do juicing. So we actually had three lectures all in one. May God bless and keep you. We're going to go ahead and end early today. May the Lord bless and keep you. But we've got Sister Leilani on the line. Let me see. Okay, good morning, Sister Leilani.
Yes, I have a question about the juicer. What about children, you know, and the juices and stuff? Do they, I don't think fasting would probably be as beneficial for children, but.
Well, most of the time, children aren't really all that sick as a general rule. Now, if there was a sick child, it's just kind of hard to maybe have them juice from a psychological standpoint. Maybe they might just feel like they're being starved. You know what I mean? You know, because your attitude has a lot to do with it. So if we have put children have fasted, we've seen them fast for a day. We've seen them fast for up to maybe even three. Not to say they couldn't fast longer. It's just their mindset. You know, and what kind of mindset that they have. But we're doing it mainly for health reasons. And so it's not common that children go on juice fast.
But they can drink juices in,
oh, yeah.
In addition to their.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, when you think about it, you can't eat 7 carrots, but 7 carrots will make a nice glass of carrot juice. So you're getting all the nutrients pretty much from 7 carrots in a concentrated form. So you're just bombarding your body with this alkaline, nutrient-rich food, and it just flushes the toxins out and gives your body the added nutrition that's needed. And so it's just very good for you.
Okay, thank you very much. And I have some other questions, but I need to talk to you, actually.
Okay, would you like me to give you a call later today?
Yes, I would like that.
Okay, we would love to do that. Not a problem. All right, is there anyone else that has a comment, question, testimony, prayer request? And if so, press *6. If you're on Facebook, just go ahead and type it. And we'd be happy to answer anything that you would have to share. All right. Well, there's no one else in the queue. We're going to go ahead and close out with prayer. And so let's pray at this time. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for just loving us with a love that is unbelievable. We pray that you would help us to have a wonderful day, a wonderful fifth of the month of September, and we just pray that you will keep us safe and guide us. Father, there's trouble in the world. There's turmoil. There's political strife. There's bloodshed. We pray that you will protect your people, and we know that your cause will triumph in the end, although it will be very difficult for us who stay faithful. Lord, please bless us and help us to be in your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my friends. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord.
Lord, till I